This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Canadian mines upstream from Southeast Alaska violate human rights of tribal members, according to a petition filed Wednesday by 15 Alaska tribes and Earth Justice. It calls on the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to investigate a half dozen mines, four developed and two planned, saying they threaten wild habitat key to the tribe's livelihood and culture. Transboundary mining has long been controversial. The Mount Polley mine disaster in 2014 discharged millions of gallons of mine waste in northern British Columbia, which has shared watershed with Southeast Alaska. The mine's owner was never fined and mining resumed. Critics say the incident highlights potential dangers.
We're trying to elevate this to an international level just so we have a little more legal tools.
Jennifer Hanlon is the Yakutat-based vice chair of the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission.
For us, this is beyond an environmental issue because of our relationship and cultural identity really revolves around our relationship to our ancestral lands and waters. And for us, this is certainly a human rights issue that can't really be addressed adequately in either a Canadian or American legal system.
The filing asks the Human Rights Commission to investigate. The commission's recommendations would be non-binding. Albuquerque Public Schools Superintendent Raquel Reedy issued an apology Wednesday night as members of the Native American community packed the city's school board meeting. The Native community is continuing to put pressure on the New Mexico School District after an October 31st incident where a now former teacher is accused of calling a student a bloody Indian and cutting another student's braid.
I want to offer a heartfelt apology on behalf of APS and on my behalf for any pain caused by the events that transpired at Cibola High School.
26 people spoke during the public forum in support of the Native students. Two female parents came out to support the former teacher. They were met with disapproval from the crowd.
I can think of negative things to say about the other side, and I'm not going to. I'm just here to support.
Racism! Racism!
Members of the Native community criticized officials for not taking immediate action. They also urged for future improvements district-wide, including the creation of Native American studies. Demetrius Johnson is the brother of the student who was called a bloody Indian.
We're so tired of not having our history, our voices heard within the curriculum, especially since we are on Indigenous land. No matter where you go in the United States, it's Indigenous land. And for our history to be covered up for so long, like, we're tired of it. And nothing's going to get better until people start acknowledging, like, Indigenous people are here, that we're not invisible, that we exist. Letting these administrators, the staff, the teachers partake in some sort of cultural awareness, sensitivity training. Those are the things that we want.
The superintendent says the incident shows the district needs to revisit strategies to create a more accepting environment. APS would not confirm if the teacher was fired or resigned, saying it's a personnel issue, and only that the relationship with the teacher was severed. This week, Ruth Buffalo was sworn in, becoming the first Native American Democratic woman in the North Dakota legislature. She has worked on Native American issues and advocated for action on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.